Americans spend millions on beauty products, trendy clothes, and plastic surgery. Is America obsessed with beauty? That's a question filmmaker Daryl Roberts explored in his new documentary, America the Beautiful. Model and actress Garen Taylor was at the heart of the film. Now 18, she was only 12 when she started walking the runway. Garen and Daryl joined me to talk about the documentary. I started by asking Daryl about America's obsession with beauty and the power of advertising.
Whether it's an Apple computer, whether it's Skechers with shoes, a lot of industries use sex and beauty to sell their products. So when we talk about beauty and advertising, we're not just talking about the beauty industry. We're talking about a plethora of industries that, you know, use sex and beauty to sell.
What was it that made you want to pursue this film?
Basically, I was on a computer one day and read a story about a guy who had murdered a model, and he said that she was really beautiful. He wanted to date her, and she wouldn't date him, and he said if he couldn't have her, nobody could. So I was sitting there thinking, how stupid, because he went to jail to throw your life away over some beautiful woman. And when I said that, the first thing that popped into my mind was, have I ever done anything really stupid over a beautiful woman? It was a series of questions like that that made me say, wow, this would make a great documentary to see why we're so obsessed with beauty in the first place.
There is the term glamour actually has associations with magic. It's one of those words that comes, Garen, from the idea that beauty can be a kind of magic. Do you feel that way?
People act crazy when they see something in their eyes that's beautiful. They'll go out their way or do anything for that person.
Let me go back to you, Daryl. In the film, you interviewed a girl named Ashley who was 12 at the time. Here's what she told you.
I don't know. I just think I'm ugly.
I mean, but why do you think that?
I don't have a certain reason. I just think it. No one's ever told me, but I'm sure some people think I'm ugly.
She was 12 at the time. Do you think she still feels that way today?
Yeah, actually, I interviewed her when she was 15, 3 years after the clip that you saw, and she still insisted that she was ugly with no concrete proof, which is evidence of how this, I call it toxic beauty culture in our society, are pushing these images on the young girls and telling them, if you don't look like this, you're ugly.
Garen, let's talk about your personal story, which in some ways is the flip side of Ashley's dilemma. At 12, you were discovered on a street in Los Angeles. The next thing you know, you were on the runway and then a guest on the Oprah show. How would you characterize, what kind of person were you before you were discovered?
I believe I've been the same person. I've had my roller coaster throughout my career, but very bubbly, outgoing, just happy. When I was discovered, I didn't really change my persona. I was kind of on top of the world. I never knew the world was so big. And then when in my career, when it just kind of stopped, that's when I developed the eating disorder and just my life kind of crumbled.
I understand that when you were younger, people called you Giraffe because you were so much taller, I guess, than the other kids.
Yeah, tall and skinny. And I had a good childhood, but like with my people my age, it wasn't so good.
How did it feel to one day be Giraffe and the next day be completely valued and validated for the same looks that you'd had the day before?
I think that really boosted my self-esteem because my grandma would always tell me, don't worry, Garen, you're going to do something with your height one day and you will be laughing at all these kids all the way to the bank. So when it did finally happen, I was just happy, like Granny was right.
Daryl, what do you think of the way that Garen appeared on the runway, the way that she ended up being made up, and what you have to do to essentially a preteen in order to make them look like a vixen?
I was under the impression, because when I saw her and knew that she was 12, so the first thing I thought was, wow, the fashion industry is sexualizing a child. That was my opinion. And then our culture is becoming very youth-oriented. Now people, when they're 40, 50, and 60, they're trying to dress like young people, listen to their music, get plastic surgery, trying to hang on to this youth.
What about your relationship with your mom and your mom's relationship with modeling agencies?
Actually, she made my life a lot easier because I wasn't, I didn't get caught up in like the pitfalls of like drugs or like sex. She shielded me from a lot of stuff.
Did some of the choices that she made end up undercutting your ability to get jobs?
I'm really not sure because, I mean, there was a lot of inside stuff that was going on with a lot of other people. So I don't really think it was her choice. I think it was kind of like a loyalty thing. When you leave places, they get upset. I don't think she jeopardized anything.
Now, Daryl, your film is not just about Garen, but about how the beauty industry makes money out of people's insecurities. And when it comes to race, there's a whole other level added. And you also feature a man in the film named Dr. Stephen McQuard. Tell me about him.
He's a maxillofacial surgeon. He's a beauty scientist, basically. And I found him because he was featured on a one-hour special on BBC. One of his philosophies is that dark-skinned black women, you know, are not beautiful. He made some makeup that would make them 5 shades lighter. And he said the lighter they become beautiful. But it was an actress from the movie Barbershop. He tried to lighten her skin with the makeup, and she ran out of his house. And this is, you know, all on camera. So he turns to me and said that she's a loser because she doesn't have an open mind. And this all went, like, do a blur. I heard the word welfare. He said she was never a slave. And this guy, like, had a meltdown. To me, what it's symbolic of is the intolerance in our society.
Garen, what about your eating disorders? You mentioned that you had one.
I basically developed it when I got back from London. It was basically just everything that happened in New York, L.A., London, Paris, basically just built up on me.
What do you mean by things that happened? What define that?
Just the stages I went through, just rejection, not getting jobs, hearing that I'm obese when I was a size 4 by people I've worked with. I booked a J-Lo job and Nanette Lepore, then they called back and canceled on me. Just like a lot of things that weren't going right. I mean, I was put up on a pedestal and I was booking jobs every day, and then all of a sudden it just stopped, and I didn't understand why. And then there was a rumor that I was obese and that I was gaining weight, and I was just thinking, like, okay, well, I guess in order for me to get jobs, I need to lose some weight.
Daryl, this project took you 5 years, and you started out with the question, why is America obsessed with beauty? But what do you think is the takeaway from your film?
The message that I'm trying to put out there with the film is that everybody has something about them that's beautiful.
Well, Garen and Daryl, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Garen Taylor is a model and actress. She's one of the subjects of Daryl Roberts' documentary film, which looks at America's obsession with beauty. It's called America the Beautiful, and the New York City premiere of the film is today. They joined us from our studios in New York.